Bird Talk, live online with your host Mike Kiker, a presentation of KC Bird Whisperer International, live from Kansas City.
Brothers Pets carries a full line of animals, tropical and saltwater fish, reptiles, exotic birds, and all the supplies to maintain them. Brothers Pets care about their customers and the pets they sell. The people at Brothers Pets work hard every day to bring you not only the best products, but also the best service. Brothers Pets staff has well over 100 years combined experience in animal husbandry and care. Brothers Pets welcomes special orders and do the best to meet all of your pet needs. Brothers Fish and Pets has become one of the largest independent pet stores in the Midwest thanks to their loyal customers for almost 40 years.
Live online with your host Mike Kiger. Donna Powell's coming on air in about 5 seconds or so. She's going to tell us about how she organized an effort with about 65 other people that saved over 300 parrots after Katrina. Also going to be talking about the great Julie Burge. I just can't appraise Julie Burge enough. And you're going to hear another person's testimony about this wonderful person that has spent a great part of her life healing bird sickness and doing amazing bird surgery to save our feathered loved ones. Donna Powell, 911 Parrot Alert, coming on air in just a second. Are you there, Donna?
I'm here.
Awesome. Donna?
Good afternoon,
and welcome to Bird Talk Live Online, live from Kansas City. What city are you broadcasting from?
I am in the hot and humid swamps of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I wish I was there, believe it or not. I used to work down there a long time ago. I recently, over the years, worked there as an over-the-road truck driver, crossing back and forth through there, eating all your great, awesome Cajun food that I just never could get enough of. I could eat it all my life, every day. Black beans and rice, crawdads, shrimp, crabs.
Mm-mm-mm.
What else can you say? I work in the Gulf of Mexico as a commercial fisherman there and went into Shreveport many times, Donna.
I might have to take a break and go get something to eat right now.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I want to say that Neil is here with me. That's my son, and Neil was involved in this Katrina and Rita effort also from the very beginning.
Hi, how's it going?
Welcome, Neil. Donna, why don't you just kind of dive into how you got involved in all this, what brought all this on, what in the world motivated you to go into the swamps and rescue birds?
Well, I own 911 Parrot Alert, which is the lost and found website for parrots. It is an international website. We were on Yahoo groups at that time. So the people knew that Katrina was coming. I lived in Baton Rouge, and a lot of messages came in, you know, to be on the lookout for this storm. Then once the storm hit, I had a friend that came to the house with, I think, something like, evacuated something like 40 birds, all sizes. And this was published on the Facebook, the Yahoo group.
You, of course, evacuated 40 birds during the storm?
A friend, a friend of mine evacuated from New Orleans that Saturday night into Sunday morning. He arrived here with his girlfriend, his mother, the girlfriend, her father, and a sister. And
let me interject here just a second. So, Donna, are you saying that right as the storm hit, a friend of yours went out into the storm and rescued 40 birds?
No, what I'm saying is he lived in West Wego.
Okay.
And that's...
He evacuated to our house right as the storm was hitting.
Okay.
He arrived about 2 o'clock in the morning.
And that's where everything started.
He arrived at your house as a storm was hitting with 40 birds.
Well, everyone evacuated. The storm was going to be bad. So they had, were warning people down in New Orleans in that area to evacuate.
Right.
And he did, with his family, etc. And they came to my house with the birds and the people.
Wow. That's amazing. And how did you, and I'm just trying to help everyone understand how this came about, but how did you handle all those birds at your house?
With a lot of chaos.
And poop off.
And poop off.
Right. Were there a lot of cockatoos? Because we know about them.
Yes, we had... We had a baby at one point that got evacuated to us that was called Booper. That's what we named him.
We had cockatoos, African greys, Amazons, cockatiels, parakeets. When Mike came, he had a variety of parrots. His grandfather had parrots as a hobby, and so Mike inherited these birds. And like I said, they came with 30 or 40 birds. About 1 o'clock into Sunday morning. 1 o'clock,
wow.
2 o'clock.
Wow. So they kind of showed up at your door with all these birds, and you guys, I guess, from there kind of formulated a plan to go out into the bayou and all the swamps of Louisiana to try and save more birds.
Well,
not really at that point. What eventually ended up happening was with Mom's 911 parrot alert, he started getting messages. It got out that we had these birds that evacuated to us. So when that got out, people left their homes quick and started sending messages, contacting 911 parrot alert saying, I left my bird. So that's kind of how it all got kicked off.
Wow.
Through email.
How long, so these people came to your door with these birds, and the storm was pressing in on you. So how long was it after these people came with the birds that you were able to actually go out and rescue more birds? What happened between that time? How bad was the storm, and how did you do this? Did you just... get a bunch of rubber boats with motors and go out there and save birds?
No, we drove into the city. It was the following Sunday night, and people had emailed me knowing that I was in the Baton Rouge area and asking, say, Donna, can you go to such and such an address? I had to leave, and I left my birds, etc. So that's what we did that Sunday night. I went down with Neil and James Hicks. We left about 4 o'clock that following Sunday. Went into the city and went to these 3 or 4 addresses we had at that time and picked up those birds. Meanwhile, the electricity was out. Trees were down. It was dark. You really weren't allowed around. People were looting. It was the only thing you saw basically were helicopters overhead from the National Guard, police patrol, National Guard vehicles. Nothing was moving except emergency vehicles.
That's That's amazing. So you were just driving through all this chaos and law enforcement all around. Were they cooperative in your effort to get out there and try to find these animals?
They were. It just seemed like, I remember a couple of places the police would come up and ask us what we were doing. And we said, well, we're here to pick up these birds. And they just said, okay, move on. We never really had any problems with law enforcement while we were doing this.
Awesome. I'm getting a sound check from Yvonne Patterson, if I may. And she's saying she can barely hear me. Let me turn up the volume on my mic here a little bit. We have a lot of people listening today, Donna and Neil. Let me adjust some settings here. So, this storm, now, are you out there after the storm, in the middle of the storm?
It was after the storm. It was the following Sunday that we really went into the city. We lost electricity, but where the storm hit that Sunday afternoon, you know, the 29th. And then we lost electricity probably, what, about 12 hours into it, Neil?
Mm-hmm.
And then we must have gotten electricity back for a short period of time for us to operate the computer and get all these emails and messages and to get things out. How did that work?
We had the generator. Someone had brought us the generator that got...
That was the week before. No, the generator didn't come until...
You are listening to Bird Talk live online with your host, Mike Kiger, a presentation of KC Bird Whisperer International. We will be right back with part two of our interview with Donna Powell and Neil of 911 Parrot Alert after this message from Wings of Love.
Yvonne Patterson is a horticulturalist and rainforest photojournalist, and she's created a sparkling, innovative way for us to learn about the essential connection between the rainforests, our planet's natural resources, and the harmony we'll find in nurturing the Earth's family of life. Using the inherent beauty and intelligence of rare birds, Yvonne has developed a captivating live presentation that connects with the extraordinary animals that we share our world with. Wings of Love is dazzling educational entertainment for your corporate, school, and church event, birthday party, or scouting function. It's fascinating fun for all ages. Wings of Love. Birds of a feather, learning together.
Visit Wings of Love Bird Show's website at www.wingsofloveinc.org. That's wingsofloveinc.org. Now stay tuned for part two of the Great Parrot Rescue in the Bayou of Louisiana with Donna Powell and Neil of 911 Parrot Alert.